AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland has been facing a grilling from House Republicans about the investigations of former President Donald Trump. Garland was asked about Trump's statement that President Biden pushed for the indictments.
No one has told me to indict, and in this case, the decision to indict was made by the special counsel.
Republicans on the committee are accusing Garland of weaponizing the Justice Department. Kentucky's Thomas Massey says Garland wasn't answering questions.
Aren't you, in fact, in contempt of Congress when you give us this answer? This is an answer that's appropriate at a press conference. It's not an answer that's appropriate when we are asking questions. We are the committee that is responsible for your creation, for your existence, of your department. You cannot continue to give us these answers.
Garland is overseeing two cases against Donald Trump, the first former president to face criminal charges, and another against President Biden's son. The president is meeting in New York today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
One thing will never change, and that is Israel's commitment to democracy. We will continue to uphold the values that both our proud democracies cherish. And I think that working together, we'll realize the promise, roll back the dangers, and bring a better future for our region and the world. We can make history.
Netanyahu tried to play down concerns about his contentious proposed judicial overhaul in Israel. The U.S. will spend more than $750 billion over the next decade to overhaul nearly every part of its nuclear defenses and replace systems that in some cases were more than 50 years old. India is advising citizens to be careful when traveling to Canada as a rift between the two nations widens further in the wake of Canada's allegations India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader near Vancouver. This is AP News. Five puppies learning to be assistance dogs earned their wings during a training exercise at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The pups walked through a TSA checkpoint, rode an elevated tram, and boarded an airplane. The training was led by Liz Hood's group, Paws with a Cause.
If they have this exposure now while they're young, then it means it's not going to be a big deal for them when they're with their clients when they're older.
On the plane, they were nestled at the feet of their trainers who were seated and provided the pups with treats to stay still. Planes are just one part of the training.
Taking them to out and about with them to the grocery store, to the library, to doctor's appointments, out to restaurants. All kinds of things like that, just so that nothing later on in life is a surprise to them.
They will become assistance dogs for people with disabilities. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $200 million to help save the lives of mothers and children during childbirth. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.